What's up, y'all? And you are keeping it juicy with the juice. All right, we poured up, ready to spill some of this juice. We got a lot of topics today that we're going to go over. First on the table is Lil Nas and his new breast friends. I love my breast friends. I don't know about y'all, but Lil Nas X.
Mm-hmm. I love them too. I can't wait to get spilled in there.
Ah, shit. The juice is on the loose. I'm gonna act like I didn't hear that. But anyways, with his out of the box creativity, where he's always bringing something new to the social media timeline, Super Bowl weekend was no different for the rodeo rapper, who revealed he made two big purchases out of boredom. Nas tweeted, "Who is watching the Super Bowl?" along with the video displaying what some say as his new pair of double D breasts.
What?
Some fans are reacting by stating, "That's not something you do when you're bored, sir."
Mm-mm.
Others are even saying he could have spent that money on mine if he was that damn bored.
He could have bought me a new cup.
Shit, Juice, he could have bought you several cups. Lil Nas is paying no mind to these fans.
Well, he need to pay mind to somebody.
He's too busy tweeting saying this. "This Super Bowl really got me thinking, where the hell I'ma find my bra for these big ass titties?
Big ass Wendy Williams."
Okay, that's enough juice. Even when he responded to Twitter users who even implied that Lil Nas doesn't even know God because of the purchase, one of these followers stated, "Satan just looking and laughing, saying,
yep, I got another one from you, God. I told you they don't love or honor you, they honor me."
But Lil Nas clapped back by saying, "Satan, you will never have these titties. These titties belong to God, you loser." Some fans made tweets saying that they are the same prosthetics that he wore when he channeled in his Nicki Minaj for this past Halloween. For those of you that didn't know, Lil Nas is a huge fan of Nicki Minaj. Allegedly, honey, he even considered changing his name to Nas Mirage. That's some good juice. So congratulations, Nas, on your new double D's. And I hope you are prepared to know what comes with big breasts. I'm talking about some back aches, your neck, the way you sleep, the way you breathe. I mean, honey, good luck on that. I guarantee we'll be hearing about him getting a breast reduction very soon. All right. Speaking of Nicki Minaj, her father was struck and killed in a hit and run this past Friday on February 12th around 6:15 p.m. 64-year-old Robert Mirage. According to the county police department in a statement, he was then rushed to the hospital in critical condition before he was pronounced dead by a hospital doctor the following day. Homicide detectives are currently investigating the crash and asking anyone who saw the collision at the intersection of Roslyn Road and Raff Avenue to come forward with any information. Cops say the driver then fled the scene without a meaningful description from witnesses. But just recently, a suspect did turn himself in as of Wednesday. 70-year-old Charles Polvic, according to the county police department, stated in a press conference that the suspect got out of his car, he looked at the deceased, and got into the car and made the cautious decision to leave. Instead of dialing 911 or calling an ambulance, he went home and hid his vehicle. They were able to track that vehicle prior to the accident and tracked it right to his house. CBS New York spoke to a neighbor who lives right in front of where the incident happened, and this is what the neighbor stated. "We just saw a jacket ripped open, cut open, trying to make sure the man had a pulse," she said. Check out the video.
To a tragedy on Long Island, the father of rapper Nicki Minaj dies after a hit and run. Nassau County police say 64-year-old Robert Mirage was walking on Roslyn Road near Raff Avenue in Mineola when a car hit him and just kept going. The crash happened Friday night. Mirage was taken to a hospital in critical condition where he died yesterday. We spoke with a woman who lives nearby and says she saw the aftermath.
We just saw a jacket ripped open, cut open, and trying to make sure that the man had a pulse. All I hoped for was for the person to have a pulse and to survive. I'm speechless. I don't know what to say.
Police say they are still looking for the driver.
Now, allegedly, Nikki is very close with her mother and not as close to her father. But regardless, our prayers go out to the entire family. All right, Louisiana done did it again, y'all. Like DJ Kelly say, another one. Another native has a message for anyone who wants to try the Gorilla Glue Challenge, period. Don't do it. 37-year-old Lynn Martin said he did the challenge to prove that the viral video seen with Tessica Brown, who sprayed the Gorilla Glue adhesive in her hair, was not as serious as she made it. According to Lynn, everyone is on social media. Every day, there is a new challenge. But I did not think it would go this far. He also said he created the challenge after the already viral video of another Louisiana native who used the adhesive spray in her hair. Martin says that he believed he could glue the red Solo cup to his lip and lick it right on off. Now, come on, Martin. You know better than that.
Now, that's a real dumbass. You know, now you're going to have a clip lip. I'm going to call him Clip Lip Lynn. What? But that ain't funny? Well, maybe that can be his new rap name.
You know what, Juice? You might be onto something, because this led to Martin having to make a trip to the ER, which the doctor then told him that if his lip does not heal correctly, the tip of his lip will have to be taken off via surgery. And this is what Martin had to say. I already tried it out before and it actually didn't do anything for me. So I was like, okay, she lying. There's all these challenges going on. So I was like, okay, I'm going to try it out. And it went backwards. I didn't think it would go this far. You know, you got Valentine's Day coming up. I can't even kiss my lip, he continued.
He want to kiss his own lip?
Ugh. Gorilla Glue has said time and time again, y'all, I don't know when y'all gonna stop and read before you use it, but it states, our spray adhesive warning label says do not swallow, do not get in eyes, on skin, or on clothing. It is used for craft, home, auto, or office projects to mount things to surfaces such as paper, cardboard, wood, laminate, and fabric. It does not say on your lip, Lynn.
AKA Clip Lip.
Girl, here. That's your name, true. I'm gonna show y'all something. I got some Gorilla Glue right here. Super glue, real. Watch something. I'm gonna take it, put it on this cup, put it in my mouth. Then I'm gonna be able to lick it and get it off. It's easy. Gorilla Glue, garbage. I'm telling you now. I feel like we need to clear the air because you don't know what's crazy happening. Put it on here.
This isn't the first time, though. Mr. Lynn has gone viral, y'all. He's known for, you know, pulling these stunts. In fact, last year, he was on Dr. Oz's show where he discussed his experience engaging in the ice cream challenge and the consequences he faced. He was seen on the video opening a gallon of ice cream at the grocery store, licking it, and placing it back in the fridge. Ugh. But he said he does not want to send out the bad message by doing these challenges. Check out the video.
Hey guys, good afternoon. Well, Martin says he shouldn't have been arrested in Assumption Parish based solely off the public's assumptions. Now, Linus Martin III says video of himself licking the top of the Bluebell ice cream tub, moving his finger around the top and licking it again was not what it appeared to be. Now, after being released from jail in Assumption Parish, he told us that he bought ice cream from Big B's supermarket and recorded the video, which was just a prank. Martin says his actions shouldn't have landed him behind bars with murderers and real criminals.
I didn't even see how to put that together. It's saying I took it out there, licked it, and put it back. And none of that happened on the video. You never saw me take it out there, or you never saw me put it back. You know what I'm saying? When the video came on, it was in my hand. When the video went off, I was leaning to put it back, but you never saw me actually put it back.
Now, according to employees of Big B's, Martin's actions did cause them to destroy
48 half tubs of the ice cream for the safety of the public. And they did say he was a loyal customer who visited the store almost daily.
Well, it appeared that he did put it back in the fridge, but according to Lynn, he actually didn't. In my opinion, this was definitely for clout, because for you to not learn from the first mistake you made with the ice cream challenge, yeah, shame on you. But best of luck to you. Hopefully your lip has recovered, because you guys, he is back in the studio, you know, dropping them hits.
Is he trying to drip?
So hopefully we don't hear our lisps.
Guess I'm rubbing off on you now.
Nah, I don't think so. But this is some good juice though.
Oh yeah.
All right, on to our fourth topic with Tekashi 6ix9ine and Meek Mills. So this past week, if you all haven't heard, Tekashi and 6ix9ine got into a heated conversation. The altercation took place in a parking garage. Both men appeared to be with their security guards during the heated exchange. 6ix9ine can be seen yelling at Meek while their bodyguards get in between them. This is what 6ix9ine says.
You ain't police, nigga. That nigga's a cop. Stop letting these rappers lie to you. They too tough for security. Well, at Meek Mills running around with the police. This how you expose these fake-ass gangsters. That's what he said.
But Meek says 6ix9ine tried to set him up. According to Meek,
6ix9ine waited outside the club for me. They're trying to get us. What the fuck? We didn't run into each other. I was getting in my car. He just popped out. We almost were smoking on that 6ix9ine pack for the love of a viral moment. He trying to get something locked up. No cap. Why did he pick me? What the fuck? The feds sent him to take me out. What the fuck? Had to spit on him so he retreated. He really waited outside the club for me. I thought I was dreaming. What the fuck? We almost smoked him. He posed a little threat, popping up in the parking lot waiting for me. What the fuck?
Meek Mill then shared a video of him going off on security. Y'all, check out these videos.
You the best, nigga. You the best, nigga. You the best, nigga. You the best, nigga. I'll fuck you up, nigga. You the best, nigga. All y'all niggas pussies, nigga.
Securities, bring 6ix9ine over here, huh? Weirdos. What y'all trying to get me locked up?
Weirdo.
What y'all weirdos want to get me locked up? You clown ass. Why the fuck y'all even bring that clown over here? What the fuck is wrong with y'all? What y'all trying to get me in trouble? What y'all trying to get me in trouble?
All y'all niggas. All y'all niggas.
What's wrong with y'all? Meek Mills also dropped a new diss track on Tekashi. And we already know his diss track is gonna be trash.
Your bitch here, right here, fraud on the ground like who's that? Bet my niggas will be in the land, swearing with me, eating gas. Big dog, real boss, make a car, nigga, you a big bat. Cut a check, real nigga, cut a car, fraud, yeah, his cat.
All right, guys, that was Meek Mill's point of view. Now let's check out Tekashi 6ix9ine's point of view from his phone in this next clip.
Look, that nigga's a cop. That nigga's a cop, nigga. You pussy, nigga. That nigga's pussy. It's a fact that nigga's pussy. Look, ain't with a cop. We don't got no security. I got my own fight on the security in the club. That nigga's a cop. Ain't this nigga pussy, nigga.
Some say 6ix9ine is doing this for clout, but others say the infamous snitch may have some inside information. What do you think?
Bullshit. They're doing a thing for clout.
Now, Meek Mills isn't the only one beefing with Tekashi. There's a director by the name of Karam Gill who helped Tekashi 6ix9ine with his upcoming documentary, Super Villain. Now, according to the director, he did not want to initially be part of the project because he thinks the rapper is a horrible person. This is his words. I think viewers will be shocked to realize how hyper calculated he is. Tekashi was someone who never did anything online on accident. Every click, every word and action online was designed with care to spark a reaction. I never really wanted to explore Tekashi's story and actually was hesitant about the project at first because of how he is such a toxic individual in our culture. He continues by saying, but from a wider scope, I realize it's an extremely important story that shines a light on where we are as a culture. We're living in an era of manufactured celebrity where people can create inauthentic online personas and rise to fame without any talent or morals. Tekashi's story is exactly that. He's someone who realized the power of having his own platform. And you know, I agree with Gil.
Yeah, me too.
A lot of these rappers, they sell these personas, but when shit hits the fan, they not really what they portray themselves to be.
The shit splatters everywhere.
We see 6ix9ine snitching, all these rappers dying, saying what they gonna do when they see someone, and they end up getting it done to them first. My advice to you, get that money and stay in your own lane, period. Now, if y'all want to catch Tekashi 6ix9ine's debut on Showtime, it will be showing February 21st. All right, Houston's own body yaddy 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 hottie, Megan Thee Stallion, announced this past Valentine's Day that she has a new boo in her life, rapper Party Fontaine. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right, but that show how it look. But just one day after the couple announced their relationship, allegedly, Megan was heard on video getting into a drunken fight with her new boo. Megan's bodyguards had to break down the door to break up the alleged fight between the two. The incident occurred in a hotel room where Megan was having her birthday party. She tweeted the other day, "I'm healthy. I can take care of myself. My friends and my family love me. My boo love me. He mad at me right now, but he still love me though. Shit, Beyonce love me. I'm just happy and blessed." Check out this clip of the fight of Megan and her new boo.
Yo, what the fuck are y'all doing? No bullshit. Tell Megan to come to the door. No bullshit. Come, no. I don't give a fuck what y'all talking about. Tell Megan to come to the door. Yo, y'all got 5 seconds before I come through this shit. To the door. Oh.
But hopefully everything worked out between Megan and her new boo and nobody got hurt. But Megan, girl, wasn't it just this past summer where Tory Lanez allegedly shot you in the foot twice? After coming from Kylie Jenner's party from turning up, we know you gotta drive the boat, girl. But maybe you should just turn down the turn up just a little bit.
I know what it is.
What?
Beyonce taught her about that drunken love.
Juice.
Okay.
Thank y'all so much for tuning in. Make sure you like this video and subscribe. And until next time, with Keeping It Juicy.
Keeping It Juicy with the juice. Bringing hot topics straight to you. Truthfully telling the truth. Pull up receipts to show you the proof. Subscribe to watch it now or later. Cause then no telling what shit might take you. As you're dripping all kind of papers, so take it. Pick whichever one you favor.
Keep it juicy. With the juice. With the juice. Like to keep it juicy.